exported 500 odd head to China last year as a one-off, and we've currently got two shipments in quarantine at the moment. That's roughly around 1,000 animals we'll transport the next couple of weeks.
That was Steve Rideout. He's been running Australia's biggest alpaca export and quarantine business for 7 years. Last October, he completed the largest shipment of live alpacas to China. But he's already going to beat it when he ships 600 alpacas from Victoria this weekend, and 420 in the coming weeks.
In China, the last shipment we did was into Shaanxi province, or Taiyuan as the airport. Importers were well educated and really looked after the alpacas quite well. They knew the physiology of the alpaca. They knew what diseases to look out for and what sort of feed to give them throughout the quarantine period. This next lot are actually going into Inner Mongolia, a province of China. And the next shipment after that, they'll be going into a place north of Beijing. So there's some more agricultural areas in China. They're really keen to set up an agricultural industry based around the alpaca.
Steve says while the quality of this year's shipment is better than last year's, overall Australian breeders are exporting their lower quality stock to the Asia Pacific.
The Chinese, the Asian market, the Japan, Korea, those types of markets, the emerging markets will want numbers. And that's where we see our predominant high export potential for the industry. I think it's at the next stage. You know, we've gone down the road in the last 15 years, 10 or 15 years of exporting the top quality genetics. Now we've got our herd base up here in Australia. We can export lower genetic base for numbers, and it's reinvented our own industry. Our quality will start growing at a higher rate than what it would have if we're breeding with those animals that we're actually now exporting to Asia.
But as China becomes the biggest importer of Australia's alpaca, other markets are falling, like Europe, which has reduced its imports from Australia by 50% over the past 8 years.
The European market has slowed. Initially they were taking large numbers, but they've done a lot of breeding themselves, and the length of time it takes to get there has sort of dampened the exports to Europe now. We're only probably doing one major shipment now, maybe two at the best. But they're of high quality animals. They're top quality genetics, whereas before they were just taking numbers to get their numbers up.
Mick George is a breeder from England. He's bought over 150 alpacas from Australia across his 8 visits.
When we first started our visits to Australia, it was for quantity and quality. Now it's just for the best, and the best bloodlines, the best reproduction of animals. From Australia to the UK, it's going to drop. There's no two ways about it. It's dropped over the last 5 years because, like I said, we've got the quality in the UK. I could even see animals coming back from the UK to Australia because the quality is there. But for us, we will revisit next year or the year after, and we will still be looking for that one or two male or females to take back to the UK.
Steve Rideout, alpaca exporter, says he'll be looking to tap into Turkey and Russia in the future. But for now, he says the Chinese market remains top priority.
They're keen to understand the alpaca. They see a market for the fibre and the products. And there is some money to be spent in China. Our people are worried about the economic climate in China at the moment with the stock exchange, you know, dropping, and it's the world markets are slowing. I still see that the demand from the Chinese businessmen is still strong, and I think it will remain strong over the next 3 to 5 years.
But he says it will only remain strong if Australia uses its 25 years of expertise to mentor emerging markets.
In November, there's a group of us actually going to China, and we're actually setting up a seminar for the new Chinese breeders. We'll be looking at nutrition, we'll be looking at career care, we'll be looking at husbandry, the basics. So we're actually teaching the Chinese of actually how to look after these alpacas. They spend quite a bit of money buying these alpacas. We need to support them. We need the aftermarket service. And we see that as very, very beneficial for return visits and repeat business.